Today's little thought, devotion, meditation, whatever you want to call it, we're just having a little chit chat. Sometimes life gets busy, and we get very busy that we forget the reason for the season. Here in a few weeks, the Advent season will begin, and that's when we anticipate the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love He brings, the peace that is yet to come, the joy that a Savior is being born, and the hope that we can hope that miracle is upon us. Sometimes as we gear for the Christmas season or the Advent season, we get lost in our way. We think we need the miracle. We think we need to have everything, the most expensive gifts, the most expensive toys. A lot of us are like that. It's all about we want more and more and more. But we forget the holiday season is about the anticipation of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we fall in the trap of busy? Why is it so hard for us to take a break during the holiday season? It seems like during the month of Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we are in such a rush. We have to find the most bestest toys to please our loved ones. We have to find the most expensive gift to show gratitude and thanksgiving to somebody. We create Christmas lists, and sometimes they're mighty expensive. But not once do we remember the reason for the season. There are some of us who may not be able to have a Christmas. There's most who may not be able to have the joy of Thanksgiving. But we have so much to be thankful for this holiday season. We have more than enough. We have more than 30% of the third world countries out there, probably. Most of us have a nice place to go when it's warm. Most of us have food to eat, water to drink, clothes on our back. We have all the luxury items, such as electronics, the phones, the computers, the social media, and whatever. We have the most luxurious cars. Maybe not the most luxurious, but we have the most expensive cars. But yeah, we often forget about the reason for the season. Sometimes we take a step back from the busy and think about what is yet to come as we wait the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ on the Christmas day. As we hope for what is yet to come. The joy that comes at Christmas morn, knowing that the love and life of our Savior is born. He gives us hope. He gives a reason for the season. As we anticipate the waiting of this Advent season and this holiday season, let's not be in such a rush to enjoy the most inexpensive gift there is. The arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came as a bundle of joy to give us hope. He came as a symbol of peace, love, joy, hope, and salvation for us all. As you are going about your ways this holiday season, think of ways that you can give back to your local community. There are local communities that are adopted families that only need food to feed their families. There are churches who are doing food drives to be able to provide for a family in need this holiday season. There are hundreds of children within our schools who will go out without nothing holiday season. But there's joy knowing that maybe Christmas morn they may be thankful for the little that they got. We have parents out there struggling to provide the best Christmas for their kids, but they also forget Jesus is the reason for the season. We have kids who think they need the $100,000 phone, the $60 pair of shoes, over $100 pair of shoes, whatever it may be, but they don't think. Not everyone can afford them this holiday season. Let's be thankful this holiday season. Thanksgiving is approaching us, but we anticipate the hope, joy, peace, and love that comes that Christmas morn. Hope you find ways to enjoy the busy. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Take time for yourself this holiday season. Remember, you are loved, you are brave, and you can conquer the world. Take care and have a wonderful week.
ox and lamb kept tied for a bum. I played my drum for him, bum.
Looking for holiday markets in the Running Look area? Here's something just for you. You can join the Sign Queen and Friends Holiday Market taking place on this Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Nile Michigan FOP. And that's located at 531 North State Street. Be sure to head over to the holiday market and check out all that Niles Michigan has to offer. Take care and have a wonderful day. Here is another holiday bazaar happening at Washington High School. And that will take place on December 2nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. located at 4839 West Washington Street in South Bend, Indiana. Head over to Washington High School to check out the holiday bazaar that's happening on December 2nd. Take care. Looking for something fun to do in December? Here's something just for you. You can head over to downtown Elkhart for the Winterfest Parade and Tree Lightning. Matter of fact, you can kick off at 8 a.m. and have breakfast with Santa at the Central Fire Station at 8 a.m. And there will be events all through the day. You can browse some local vendors, small shops downtown. Maybe you want to head over to the Aquatic Center and visit their market that's also happening over there. And that will take place on December 2nd, starting at 8 a.m. But you can also head over and check out the Winterfest Parade and Tree Lightning, which will happen at 6 p.m. in downtown Elkhart. Be sure to check out the Winterfest Parade and Tree Lightning and all the fun holiday events that are happening throughout the day. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Fairy tale.
Looking for something fun to do? You can head over to the Holly Jolly Artisan Market taking place on Saturday, November 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will take place at the Grand LV 104 North 3rd Street in Niles, Michigan. Be sure to head over to Niles, Michigan and check out the Holly Jolly Artisan Market to support local small vendors as well as some local small businesses. Take care. Middlebury, Indiana, here's something just for you. You can head over to downtown Middlebury's Christmas Tree Lightning taking place on Saturday, December 2nd at Memorial Park, kicking off at 6:30 and concluding at 7:30 p.m. And this would be a free admission event. You'll be able to enjoy some cocoa and cookies as well as some Christmas carols. Be sure to check out all that downtown Middlebury has to offer. Take care and have a wonderful day. Looking for ways to support your local police department? Here's something just for you. You can head over to Cookies with Santa, taking place at the South Bend Police Department, located at 701 West Sample Street, from 4 to 7 p.m. This is a good way for you to come out and support your local PD, as well as enjoy some cookies and see a visit from Santa. Take care and have a wonderful holiday season.
Man, we are just on talent overload this week. This morning on Summer Spotlight, we are highlighting yet another Michiana native whose saxophone skills are Carnegie Hall worthy. This Vandalia resident has devoted his life to music. From a young age, family, friends got the ball rolling, and Seth has risen to the top in his craft. With community support, Seth gets to achieve his dream this February, and now he's here to tell his own story. So, Michiana, I'm so excited for you to meet Seth Kalina. Seth, good morning. Welcome in. Not too bad. How are you? It's an early morning.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hey, well, you made it. I know it's a long drive in here from Vandalia, but first things first, let's get Michiana to know you a little bit better. Okay. How did your love for saxophoning grow?
Well, I mean, it all started back in sixth and fifth grade. I mean, I would play Pink Panther stuff,
Oh,
I always try to learn new tunes. And then eventually as time went on, I joined the SMC Symphonic Band my sophomore year when I was 14. And then from then on, I just got inspired by so many, players and people who I played with alongside. So really that kind of just inspired me to get better.
I just can't imagine your path to get to where you are now. And it all starts for me with family. I'm a big family girl, too. I learned that you have a bit of a musical family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad. I mean, he was, my dad, my brother, my sister, they're all just, my dad played in all these rock bands were back in, early 2000s. And, Fat Calvin, he used to have this band make a bunch of, original tunes with this band. And, he's just, Yeah.
A real inspiration too at home. I love to hear it. Now, recently, Michiana, our man Seth found out that he is one of 500 young musicians from around the world playing in the 2024 Honors Performance Series. So, one, congratulations. But for those of us who don't know, what does that all mean?
So, basically, I applied the early of the school year, and I went on the line. At the time, I was like, whatever, what is it going to hurt just to apply to this? And so I applied, and I found out a couple weeks later that I got in. And then basically from there, I go out to New York from February 7th to the 11th. And I'll be staying at, a hotel, and then we're going to be led by practices by world-class conductors, and it'll be a real experience.
I mean, Carnegie Hall, how excited are you to go?
Right, yeah, oh my gosh, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Michiana, I also want to showcase some of the talent that Seth has. Seth, can you tell me what we're playing this morning?
So I'm going to be playing a jazz blues tune called Blue Monk. Oh, so long as Monk.
Have at it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
too. And can we please just mention, this man to my right is 16 years old, but hey, happy early birthday. It's coming up on the 28th, right? Hey, happy birthday. Now, as we are celebrating all of the good things this morning, so you go to Cass Ross Beatty.
Yes.
You are also a part of SMC's Jazz Everything. Tell me how that all connects.
So, basically, I do dual enrollment with through the Cass Levels High School. And I started with their jazz ensemble at the beginning, or I guess it would be halfway through my sophomore year. And I'm still in their jazz ensemble, and I play with the SMC Jazz Combo. And especially through my junior year, I mean, I'll mention Glenn McFarland. He's just, oh my gosh, he was such an inspiration to me through my junior year. I mean, he was one of the key factors for me trying to get better at the horn. So.
Oh my gosh, and he has had just the most incredible support system. Of course, we're running out of time, but I do want to mention Savage Bean and some of the other big groups that have played such a big part in Seth's journey. Michiana, you can be a part too. Let's get Seth to Carnegie Hall. You can head out to a fundraiser tomorrow night from 6 to 10 p.m. out of the Savage Bean Coffee Co. That's right there out in Cassopolis. Now, this morning, if you need any of that information again, head over to the Summer Spotlight tab over on ABC57.com. Seth, good luck and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Spectators got to have the chance to see the Lego robots in action as they attempted to complete missions to showcase their abilities. The season's theme centered around the arts. It challenged teams to envision and develop innovative ways to create and communicate art globally.
Where we're inspiring these kids as far as critical thinking skills and going through an engineering design process and identifying problems and being able to go through that process of how to solve those problems in an innovative way that is going to create positive impact and positive change.
Stay in the fight till the final, and I'm going. series.
Is another holiday shopping event. This time it will take place at the South Bend Farmers Market on Sunday, December 3rd and Sunday, December 17th in South Bend, Indiana from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. located at 1105 North Side Boulevard. Be sure to head over and support your local farmers market and any small businesses and vendors represented at the South Bend Farmers Market. Take care. Here is another holiday market taking place. This holiday market will take place at River Valley High School, located at 15480 in Three Oaks Road in Three Oaks, Michigan. Taking place from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Head over to River Valley High School and support your local small businesses and small vendors in Three Oaks, Michigan. Take care and enjoy this holiday season. Here is another Winter Fest taking place on Saturday, December 2nd. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And this is located in the Iron Works Plaza in Mishawaka, Indiana. Be sure to head over to the Iron Works Plaza on December 2nd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and check out all that Mishawaka, Indiana has to offer. Take care and enjoy this wonderful Christmas holiday. Here is a little bit of encouragement from eggshells everywhere. If you have food in your fridge, clothes on your body, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you're richer than 75% of the entire world. If you have money in your wallet and can go anywhere you want, you are among 18% of the world's most wealthy people. If you are alive today and healthy, you are more blessed than the millions of people who will not survive this week and die. If you can read and understand this message, you are more fortunate than the 3 billion people in the world who are blind, deaf, and illiterate. Life is not about complaining. Life is about the thousands of other reasons to be grateful and happy. Hope you enjoy this little bit of encouragement from eggshells everywhere.
To surrender something to God, use the acronym ALTER to help you walk through each step. A stands for Ask God to Take It. God often won't snatch something from us. He will wait for us to lay it down. Prayer is often the altar where striving ends and surrender begins. The L is for let it go. When Abraham let go, he realized how great of a provider God was. But Abraham did not see the ram until he surrendered Isaac. The T stands for trust him with it. You may not always be able to trace him, but you can rest assured that you can always trust him. The next A stands for accept. Accept that the very thing that you're holding on to was never yours to begin with. It has always belonged to God. And the final R stands for release it. When we are truly concerned about God's glory over our own personal gain, this is truly when we become ready to fully surrender. Your problems will turn to praise when you put them on the altar.
looking for another way to give back this holiday season, here's something just for you. You can head over to registertoring.com where you'll be able to sign up for a 2-hour shift to ring bells wherever you're located at. And this is happening nationwide. It's about the time where people will be out ringing the bells at the Red Kettles. You can drop in your spare change or your green bills, but they're also doing something called this year, Tap, which you are able to use a debit card or a credit card to be able to tap and provide funds that way. Every Salvation Army, no matter what city or state you in, each has their own individual goal to raise money to give back to the community. And this is helps families throughout the year. You'll be able to support local families who are needing a bit of assistance this holiday season too. There is a lot of opportunities for you and your family to volunteer this holiday season. For only 2 hours a shift, you are able to give back tremendously to a family that is needing support this holiday season throughout the year. Be sure if you happen to see the iconic red kettle that you thank the individual who is standing there. They are ringing from now until December 24th, depending on where you're located at. And they are looking for volunteers nationwide. Just head over to registertoring.com if you or your family would be interested in supporting local Salvation Army by ringing the iconic bell to help support the local community. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down. He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, and don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down. So good is for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney.
This is a wrap up News Source 1 Michiana. Hope you find ways to enjoy this holiday season through the busyness of life. Maybe one of the events that you heard about is a way for you to connect to local businesses and small vendors in or around local area. If you're not from Michiana, maybe you can connect with a local small business in or around your local area, wherever you live at, and support them. Small Business Saturday is fast approaching on November 25th. The last Saturday of November is known as Small Business Saturday. Black Friday is November 24th. There's a lot of ways to embrace the holiday season. Maybe you want to go to your neighbor's house and invite them over for hot chocolate, caroling, wherever it may be. Take a break from the busyness this holiday season. And remember, you are brave, you are strong, and you can conquer the world. Take care, and have a wonderful week.